Fred Film Radio, Istanbul International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istanbul Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Yves Inon, who is the director of So Help Me God. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much to be there.
So, just a very quick question to start off with. Would you like to introduce the movie to our listeners? Tell them a little bit about it.
Do it.
No, I would never do it. And I'll tell you why after the interview.
No, it's a movie. It's a movie about our time. It's 2018, and we follow a judge, and it's a way to discover our society. Because she has got the power to put somebody in jail or not. And there is a awful, terrific story inside. It's a cold case. And she has got a cold case since 20 years. It was her first case. Two prostitutes were killed 20 years ago. And she didn't find the solution, the clue. And she go back to the case, and during the inquiry, she do a job. She's a judge, and there is the cold case, who killed the two prostitutes 20 years ago, and what to do with people who are in front of her, who are stealer or are raper or what?
What's her name?
Her name is Anne Gruet. She's the judge.
I could have watched her do her thing for hours. In fact, I think that she's quite fascinating. How did you meet her?
To do good movies, you must find good characters. Good characters and good characters. No, it's the main job, and you must also have a good story. And you mix the two, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
I think. But I don't. You don't say what you think about the movie.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that there's so much in it. There's so many cultural things that you examine in it. You know, is it kind of difficult to know what to include in the film, or are you just observing what happens to find some sort of an inherent truth?
There is a big question about the editing. You know, when we work on it 3 years. It's a very long period, but a lot of people said that everything is made during the editing, and for me everything is made during the shooting. And if we go to the editing together and we shoot, we see all the rushes, it's 200 hours, I think we will choose the same part, you and me.
200 hours?
Yes.
And do you just keep filming while you're there? Are the cameras intruding somehow? Do you feel like you intrude?
It's the main question. People said, yes, you are present on the scene, so you change the reality. But yes, like I don't like interviews because we are obligated to answer at the questions. It's very difficult for me to interviews, commentaries, and so I prefer to be there and just observe the reality.
Why?
Because the main interest is to film reality with a very strong story in it. When I was in the room, in the judge room, the judge office, people go to the judge to be free or to go to jail. So it's very important for them to be free. So they are focalized about the decision of the judge, and the judge must said if the guy or the woman must go to the jail or not. So the pressure about the reality is bigger than our presence. Do you understand that?
Intensifies. Well, when you said that you don't like doing interviews because we are forced to put into roles, because, it's true.
Because after all interviews, you will say to you, oh shit, hasn't asked the good question, or
yeah.
and so do I.
Well,
I hasn't said the good answer or the intelligent.
Oh, absolutely, I agree. Also, because a lot of the times it's very hard to understand what you've just seen. It takes time.
It's easier to take 3 years to know you than 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess it's kind of like, you know, when you watch a film, it becomes part of your contemporary. But the contemporary is just so so fleeting. I mean, people that will be watching your film in 20 years from now would probably be watching another film. So you mentioned that you don't like doing interviews, and I wanted to go back there because the point about interviews is like we are put into roles, so I'm the interviewer and you're the interviewee. But then when you mentioned that you observe the people who are trying to not go be put in jails, and then the judge there is talking to them, they're also kind of playing a role in a way, right?
Yes, but they are in the real life. The first question was, your presence will change the reality. Is that you said?
Yes.
But I think I don't change really the reality. But people are obligated to pass 1 hour with the judge. They are also you're right. They are also actors, because actors of themselves. To say I'm a good guy, but perhaps he's a piece of shit. We don't know.
Just in the same way as well, the judge is a fantastic character who could also, and the whole film could be taken for a fiction film, whatever that means.
At the premiere at San Sebastian, she has got the special mention, like best actress.
No,
yes,
really?
It is, because during for this festival, it was a very funny festival. It's a fiction festival, and the director doesn't say that it's a documentary.
Yeah.
So she win the prize.
She deserves it. She's great. She's fantastic. But you play with that as well, right? You play with that blending of documentary and fiction.
I don't like really the difference between fiction and documentary. I think documentary, a lot of them are boring, because I prefer to say I do comedies or perhaps a horror film or movie or animal movie, you know, because I don't like a distinction between fiction and documentary. I prefer to say I made movies, and after that, if people have reaction, they said, oh, it's a fiction, okay. It's not really a problem.
Yeah. What do you mean by documentaries are boring?
Because sometimes the documentarists are good people and they have got good ideas. They said, "Oh, I'm in a struggle to show a part of the reality," and they are engaged in it. You know, I don't care about the good and the good or the wrong side of the world. You know. Because I think if you made movies engaged, or I don't know if the good word in English, you close the subject. Often the director said at the beginning, I understand what he want to say. You know,
yes, that's true.
It's a problem with they are engaged.
Yeah.
In a thin line, and they don't move, you know. At the beginning, you know that this movie will speak about that. I prefer to not have the same, to be surprised by the subject I treat.
Yeah, so you just prefer to kind of like not know where the movie takes you, basically.
Yes.
So you try to do that.
It's for that the reality is bigger or stronger than fiction.
Yes. So while I was watching the film, you could go from a scene that was actually funny, because there are funny moments in the film. We should
like life,
yeah, and very dramatic ones.
Like life,
yeah. That's right. The mix of emotion is still looking for that reality.
Yes,
capturing that reality.
I prefer that. This. I've made a movie before with this judge, and there is a woman who was killed in Brussels, and the evidence was a French fry inside his body, her stomach. If a scenarist write this story, everybody will say to him, "What? The evidence? French fry? It's no sense." But in reality, sometimes it's the reality.
Stranger than fiction.
Yes, I think.
And no, it's funny because I guess, you know, the funny thing about cinema has always been that it exposes truths about the real world that we may not know exists. So I guess the best way to do it is to point a camera and see what life is,
and to be surprised. I don't like the judge, or I don't like. We don't care. I prefer that after the movie, people are in fight with some part who like the movie, who don't like the movie, who like this character or don't like this character. I prefer that.
A personal question, and maybe we'll end on this because it's great conversation. So are you friendly with the judge in real life, or do you keep your distance?
We are not friends. Perhaps after in 1 or 2 years we will be. Okay. But it's important to share work and emotion, you know. But like with the guy or the woman who goes to the judge office, I think important thing is empathy. You must like people. You must like life.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.